Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we're featuring 8 different Motown artists with 2 songs each. This half hour, we'll hear from the Miracles, the Supremes, the Four Tops, and Martha and the Vandellas. So keep it right here to the next half hour as we feature a twofer edition of Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon. to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Mummy from the Supremes, Nothing But Heartaches. They reached number 11 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. Before that, Smokey Robinson and His Miracles from 1968. A number 28 song with Special Occasion. And we start with the first of two Miracles tunes, The Tracks of My Tears, number 16 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during this hour, we're featuring eight different Motown artists with two songs each. Well, we just heard the first of two songs from the Supremes. Coming up, the second of two, Back in My Arms Again from 1965. Well, Back in My Arms Again was written and produced by Motown's main production team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. It was the fifth number one song for the group on the Billboard Hot 100s in the United States from June 6, 1965 through June 12, 1965. It also topped the soul charts for a week, and it was the last of five songs in a row to go to number one. The other four were Where Did Our Love Go, Baby Love, Come See About Me, and Stop in the Name of Love. Well, the famous idea of using Mary Wilson and Florence Ballard's name on the single may have been partially due to Motown's marketing strategy of showcasing each individual Supreme, as opposed to the other groups of the day, with the exception of the Beatles, which were of course known on a one-name collective basis. On the album in which the single appeared, the album was called More Hits by the Supremes, and on the cover of the official single, each member is pictured separately on the front, with her signature above it. The group first performed the song nationally in the United States on the NBC television variety show called Hullabaloo on Tuesday, May 11, 1965, and it peaked on the music charts the following week. Well, here is Back in My Arms Again, The Supremes, right here on Motown.
us. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love? Trying my best to get ready for the heartaches to come. All alone, I'm destined to be with misery, my only company. It may come today, and it might come tomorrow. But it's for sure, I ain't got nothing but sorrow. Now don't your conscience kind of bother you? How can you watch me cry after all I've done for you? Now hold on a minute. Gave you all the love I had and I didn't. When you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't there. Now what did I say?
Four Tops, with Standing in the Shadow of Love, they reached number 6 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1966, before that the first of the two songs with Four Tops, Something About You, number 19 from 65, and we started with the second of two from the Supremes, Back in My Arms Again, number 1 from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists with had two songs back to back. Well, coming up, two songs from Martha and the Vandellas, the first one called I'm Ready for Love. Well, I'm Ready for Love was a hit in 1966, and it scored their biggest hit since Nowhere to Run, which peaked at number 8. This song peaked at number 9 and also reached number 2 on the Rhythm and Blues charts. The song, both written and produced by that famous writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland, was written in a similar style to the Supreme smash hit You Can't Hurry Love. Other than the Vandellas, the Temptations also recorded a version of the song, and it was released on the 1967 album called In a Mellow Mood. Well, the Vandellas version was issued as the first official release off of the group's 1966 album called Watch Out, though the album's actual first single was a song called What Am I Going to Do Without Your Love, but it bombed on the charts. This song renewed the Vandellas' popularity among mainstream audiences. It was also hit in the UK, where the song peaked at number 21 on their charts. The Vandellas are helped in the song in harmony by the session girl group called the Adantes, who sing the higher parts of the song, with the Vandellas singing the lower parts. Well, here are Martha Reeves and her Vandellas, I'm Ready for Love, right here on Motown.
My baby loves me.
Trust Me, that reached number 22 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1963, and the first of two with Martha, I'm Ready for Love, number 9 from 1966. Well, this half hour, we featured four Motown artists with two songs each. Coming up after the break, another four Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.